immediately after Bedika, one is required to do Bittul to nullify his chametz. The Iker Din Bittul is that a person should think that the chametz in his rishos is worthless and is like dust. And when he thinks that in his heart, he is essentially being mesiach das from all chametz that's in his rishos, and it becomes hefker. One does not make a bracha on Bittul because Bittul is dependent on his lev, and you don't make a bracha on dvarim shebelev. Bittul helps in any language, but a person must say it in a language that he understands. However, if he says it in Lashon HaKodesh or any other Lashon that he doesn't understand, but the Eved, it helps as long as he understands what he's doing, that he's being mevatel, and he knows that he's being mafkir his chametz, because if he thinks that he's saying some kind of prayer, he is certainly not yaitza. Kol chamira, the ikar bereshusi, chamira includes chametz and sa'ar. Chametz is the actual leavened bread, and sa'ar is what makes the bread leavened. It's the catalyst, the starter. So chamira includes that. But if he's saying it in any other language, he has to specify chametz and sa'ar. And when he's being mevatel at night, he is not being mevatel all his chametz. He's only being mevatel the chametz that he doesn't know about, the lo chazite, because he still has chametz that he knows about that he wants to eat later on or tomorrow morning that he will be doing a sreifa on Erev Pesach. Therefore, he should do a bittul at night and do another bittul in the morning. The reason why we do a bittul at night is in case a person will forget to do a bittul in the morning. So at night he does a bittul and he says he's being mevatel only chametz he does not know about. In the morning, he includes the chazite udullah chazite that I have seen and that I have not seen. And then he's mevatel everything. Someone who's on the road, he should be mevatel the chametz wherever he is. There's a machlekes between the machaber and others whether or not a person can make a shliach for bittul. So if it's necessary, ask a shayla. A person's wife should be mevatel the chametz of her husband's if she's concerned that her husband may forget to do a bittul, and she should say, kol chamira d'ika b'rishos b'ayli. Someone who is leaving their house before Leil Yudalid, which is the Iker Zman Bedika. So it depends. If it's within 30 days of Pesach, he's required to check to do Bedika before he leaves, unless he's going to make a shliach to do the Bedika in his house before Pesach. Even if he does not plan on coming back until after Pesach, he must do a Bedika, because once it's within 30 days, there's a Cheves Bedika Chal on him and on his home, and therefore he's required to do Bedika before he leaves. How does he do it? The night before he leaves, he lights a candle, he does a Bedika L'Ar Haner, a regular Bedika, but does not make a bracha. After the Bedika, he says a Bittul, but his Bittul is Kol Chamira D'Ika B'Beis HaHadein. He only is Mevatel the Chametz that's in this house. However, if he forgets to do Bedika the night before he leaves, he should do a Bedika the day that he's leaving, La'ar Haner. After the Bedika, he should close up the house and make sure that no one brings Chametz into that house. That is someone who's leaving within 30 days of Pesach. Someone who's leaving his house before 30 days and he has no plans of returning till after Pesach, he is not required to do a Bedika. He just has to do a Bittul wherever he is before Pesach. If he has Chametz Yadua, means his known Chametz, in the house that he left, his machlokes haposkim if he has to make sure to get it burnt. However, if he plans on returning to this home during Pesach, he's required to do a Bedika even if he leaves at the beginning of the year, in order that he should not return on Pesach and come to eat chametz, which was left in his home. However, if he plans on being back in his home before Pesach, so then it depends. If he's very, very far away, then there's a machlokes. Are we concerned that he may not make it back in time to do this bedika before Pesach? If we know for sure he's close enough that he will return with enough time to do a bedika before Pesach, then he's not required to do a bedika before he leaves. It seems that today, since the world is very small and there are airplanes, it's reasonable to assume that he will make it back in time to do a Bedika before Pesach if those are his plans. Even if a person is not required to do a Bedika, he must sell his chametz to a guy in order that after Pesach, he shouldn't be stuck with chametz that was over all of a Pesach. When he comes back after Pesach, he's going to have a problem. The key of Bedika is certainly only when he is leaving his own house. But someone who is staying in the house of another Jewish person and he leaves that person's house before Pesach, he does not have a chi of bedika. However, the Yisrael who lives in that house is required to do a bedika. If a person is leaving the house of a non-Jew and going to another home, he does not have to do bedika in the home of the non-Jew, the home that he's leaving from. since he's being mafgir his chametz, and therefore he's not going to be over on Bal Yiroah. And the way he's mekayim his mitzvah bedikah is in the house that he is entering. However, if he's going from the house of a non-Jew and he's not going to another home, then there's a discussion amongst the Paiskim if there was a chevas gavra that was chal on him and whether or not he is required to do that bedikah if he knows he won't have another place to do a bedikah. However, I'm not sure how common this occurrence is nowadays that a person will be in a place where he won't have any type of requirement to do a bedikah in the bias that he is in.